Hey, I appreciate you listening to the podcast. And just remember, if you need any help with investing or want a second opinion on your current investments, feel free to reach out to me at centurycitywealthmanagement.com. Have an awesome day.
Hey, I want to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives to share their top tips for success with you. Really excited to have Sam Desai on the line. He's the owner of Libre Professional Services. Sam, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Adam.
So, as I mentioned to you, the target audience for this podcast, business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives, and in talking to you prior to the show, you mentioned that you purchased this business, and you have, a pretty interesting background. Let's just start, before we start talking a little bit more about Libre Professional Services, let's just start with how you got started in business, like as an entrepreneur.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So after joining Army, once I came out, I needed to do something. So it was either a job or a business, and I tried both. And my first business was in electronics. I had amazing mentors, and, you know, the rest is history. What else can I say? I got into franchise one day after I won some money in Vegas, so I had extra cash. What do I do? Do I go and go around the world, or do I buy a business? And I bought a franchise. There are so many different ways I have stumbled into. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Let me get this straight. Hold on. We can't glance over this. You went to Vegas, gambled, won, and then bought a business.
Yes, sir.
For everybody listening, that is not proper business planning, but hey, it worked for Sam. But I don't want you taking your saying, hey, I listened to Adam's podcast, and you know, and he said to go take my win, to take my truck and gamble in Vegas. No, we're not doing that, but I'm sorry. Continue, Sam. I just had to throw out that disclaimer, please.
No, absolutely, absolutely. So, I mean, you know, I've done so many things, made so many different mistakes, and one thing has been consistent. I loved what I was doing. I loved building teams, and it's all goal-centric. So how do I reach the next target audience? How do I communicate with a completely different audience? So got into designing businesses and then coaching other people how to start their own business.
Mm. Let's talk about, I can't remember if I've had somebody recently that's talked about this, but I kind of want you to elaborate, and you can spend a couple minutes on this. You know, franchising, buying a business, a lot of people feel they have to, you know, go this startup route or do a lot of other things. There's something to be said for going with a proven model and working your entrepreneurial journey through that, you know, so the, you know, buying as opposed to starting your own hamburger stand, if you have the money, going a McDonald's route. I mean, that's an extreme example, but can you talk a little bit about that, just franchising and that model and why you think it is a benefit?
Oh, absolutely. And I can only speak from my experience. Mm-hmm. So if you go on LinkedIn, you will see that I've had a few awards, and one of them being one of the fastest growing franchise entity in income tax preparation industry. Now, I did that with a business partner who was my mentor. And beyond having a business partner as my mentor, this franchise gave us the processes and the system which we can easily duplicate. Now, once we got that, it's still confusion, right? So there is confusion. So there is a back-end system which also works alongside. So if you have a good business sense, you have some experience, franchising is a great way to grow multi-units faster. You can understand your debt-income ratio faster. Now, if you're a startup and you have never done a business, even then there are franchises which are ideal for your personality. But you have to be very careful from understanding how you learn and how you duplicate a system. You have to love it. You have to fall in love with it. And if you can find that franchise, absolutely. And if there's any questions on that, we can always guide. But it's all about personality and matching up with today's keyword is vibe, right? If you vibe with the business, and franchising is a quicker and faster way to go about it.
Well, that's a great point, and I've never really considered it, is that your personality needs to match the franchise for it to work. So, for example, you went into tax prep. That means, in my opinion, what do I think of first keywords? Analytical. You want a clean, service-oriented process. You're okay with paper. Somebody else, let's just say, and not to stereotype, but maybe you're a fitness guy, and that you don't necessarily, not saying you can't like tax also, but let's say that taxes aren't your thing, and you maybe want to go out there and be a trainer or do something different, or maybe you have to find something health related or in the health industry in terms of a franchise that matches with what you're okay with doing day to day. Maybe you don't want to analyze a business or a P&L model or look at, you know, how to do these other things. Maybe you have a completely different interest. So, no, all great points, Sam. Appreciate it.
And you nailed it, you know. I mean, you're absolutely correct. Not everyone has to be a geek and they don't have to like numbers, right? And that's why as a business coach, you know, you get this mentorship. And franchising is a great place where your risks are basically reduced in different ways.
Let's talk a little bit more about what you're currently doing. So let's talk about Libre Professional Services and, you know, what you do, why you went with that franchise. I'm sure there's a reason. You're obviously a seasoned vet in franchising, buying businesses and business models. So why did you go with them, and what are you up to now?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. So Libre Professional Services is a suite of businesses. Within it, you have six different businesses, which helps from parenting to taxes to business development. So we created a model where a person can also work from home, slowly grow within their zip code using mentorship as well as processes and systems, which is usually available at a franchise level. So we made it a little bit easier just because, you know, paying it forward model always works. Volunteer always works. So Libre Professional Services comes from a place that we give everyone line of credit. So we started providing $2,000 line of credit, which people can spend within our ecosystem, get their business cards up, designs up, motors up. They can talk to the tax person. They can even speak about legal and documentation. So we made it, you know, very easy by providing them a concierge service. Now, the name Libre is, you know, freedom, Spain, and just, you know, freedom. Professional services is usually people think it's always very, very expensive to have a lawyer, to have a financial consultant, even for a child, to have a therapist. So we were able to work with these different models, one of them being Child Connect Safety, which works with special need kids or provides tutorial for the children. And the mother or the parents can also earn the income. Libre Tax Service, which we just launched it during the tax season. And during tax season, everyone knows everyone needs to get taxes done, so it's a low-hanging fruit. It's a fun environment. It's a do what you want to do in a disciplined way. And I like teaching that system. I think, you know, it's great. And when people's personality matches up, if they don't like Libre Tax Service, no problem. We have jump in marketing. Let's do some marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Just have fun. At the same time, it's goal-centric. So if they're earning $50,000 and they want to make $150,000, let's say, then we can mentor them because been there, done that, and we can help them scale too.
That's great, Sam. And it sounds like, you know, going into this interview, I thought it was a little bit more rigid. After talking to you and learning more about it, it sounds to me like it's a lot more flexible, and it gives people the opportunity to, you know, to really grow within their practice overall. All great stuff. So where can people find you? What's your website? If somebody wants more information or to contact you, please.
Absolutely. So the website I would like everyone to go to for my coaching business is bizbox.us. And if they need any support with anything to do with income tax, let me give you a different website, which is nartl.org. It's actually a National Association of Retail Tax Locations, and they'll be able to find you the nearest tax professional. I can give you the websites, but these two are main. Or email me at info@alivemind, alivemind.com.
All right, Sam. Well, hey, I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your background and also your tips. So thank you, and have an awesome day. Thanks.
And thank you for bringing me on board. You have a great day.